So we're on page Tes Zayin in the Hagdama, and we're in the middle of the Diri Amaskel Va'achala L'Korei HaNoim. So the Chavetz Chaim writes here in the Hagdama, in the introduction, that people should not rush to judge so quickly about what he's writing, whether he's right or wrong, because it was done with great iyun and with dibuk chaverim gedolei Torah, and he worked together with other gedolei Torah, and we searched one search after another search to make sure that nothing that he's saying is contradicted anywhere in the Talmud. Va'akavel Hashem Yisbarach. So the Chavetz Chaim in the middle of that paragraph says, on page Tezayin, Va'akavel Hashem Yisbarach, and I hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki HaKorei Asher Yishma L'Dreinu Eila, that the one who learns the Sefer and hears these words, V'ayin Heite B'chol Kloli HaLacha, and he will look carefully into all the general principles of the HaLacha, Einav Yechazem Esharim, his eyes will see correctly, ki kol mila umila shebifnim HaSefer, nichtava b'digduk hadin. Now, as this is like it's known in the from the Gedolei Yisrael that in the words in the Mishnah Berurah we can be medayik any word in the Mishnah Berurah, because some mechabrim have the gift of being able to write things exactly and precisely, so that we can be medayik. Not all mechabrim are we permitted to be medayik exactly from every nuance of the word. And here the Chavetz Chaim tells us how he worked on the Sefer Chavetz Chaim to the point, ki kol mila umila shebifnim haSefer, every word in this Sefer, nichtava bidigduk adin, was written carefully with digduk adin. Ulefamim hayibicholti l'shanus es haloshen, and there were times when I could have changed the language, l'katzer, to either shorten it or l'harich, l'manyeh nokia l'havinam chuvin boi, that it should be sometimes easier to understand, ulam, knows when he would be writing something which there's already an earlier source for, he would use those words. Anybody who will judge me favorably, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be dan him also l'kavzchus. Gam chibarti al ha-sefer hazeh psicha aruka u'ruchava. And Chavetz Chaim says, I wrote a introduction to this sefer. Sham mavur kama lavin vasoyin rogil lav or mishen nizer misar mar shaloshin haruchilos. And there, a person will see he enumerates all the lavin and the asay that a person who's accustomed to speaking lashon hara could transgress. Uchay gavnu matzinu b'mishne hedarim ayin sham v'nachas. Ula yitin Hashem. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Shai Dekach, that through reading that and seeing how serious it is, Yinogev HaYetzer, the Yetzirah will be smitten. When he sees what a tremendous destruction a person does through his speech, that maybe that'll be able to overpower the Yetzirah to speak Lashon Hara. Gam Levadze, Yaduwa Hu Mashahu B'Medrash Rabba Parshas Nosek Zil Shaina. And that's known, that if you toil in the words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meisir yetzar mimcha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away the yetzar. In other words, if we learn, we look into a halacha and study a halacha carefully, so that will help us to be able to have the power to fulfill that halacha. Al kein amarti alibi. And therefore, the Chavetz Chaim says, I said to myself, Afshe shayidei shi'ainu basefer hazeh. Maybe, but when people will look into the Sefer, Shuhumulukat, Mikol Divri HaRishayin Vinyan Zeh, which is a collection of all the words of the Rishayin, V'yizbayinu Nubo, and they will think into it, so then, Lo Yishleit Kol Kacha Yitzhar Boven Zeh. There's the mere fact of learning the Halacha will already accomplish that the Yitzhar won't have the power to overpower us. U'memela K'shiyimshech Mitchilas Atzma Mi'oven Zeh B'mitzos. And when a person begins to pull himself away from this Aveir a little bit, Behemshech hazman, as time goes on, yimshech as yodom imen legamri, he will be successful in removing himself entirely from this aveira. Ki be'ovin zeh harbi mimenu haher galoisa, because in this sin, much of it, it's habit that does it. As we have the habit of just talking, and if we slowly will be able to conquer that habit, then v'haboli toher misayinayse. Person who comes to purify himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. And in this chus, that if we'll be successful in overpowering this yitzhar of Lashon Hara, uvol l'tzion goyel b'meir yameinu amen. Then it'll come to Tzion, the final Redeemer, amen. So that's the Hagdama before the Psicha. And now the Chafetz Chaim gives a Psicha, short Psicha, which we'll try to run through as quickly as we can. So the Chafetz Chaim says, Ba'avas Hashem Yisbarach, Hazamu Yisrael, the love that Hashem has for His nation, V'chavetz Ma'od B'tevasam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants very much that we should be successful so that He could shower us with deserved good, Ad She'kara'am B'Shem Bonim, where the Jewish nation is called the children of Hashem, the Chelek Hashem, the portion of Hashem, the Nachala, and the inheritance of Hashem, the Kama Shemus Chavivim, and how many beloved names, Hamoirim, that show Al Goydel Ahavosel Yisrael, about how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal loves Klal Yisrael. Moshe Nemar, Ahavti Eschem Amr Hashem, as he quotes from Malachi. Lefichach, Hirchikam Imikol Amidis Rois, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the essence of good, obviously loves that which is good, and is difficult, so to say, to love that which is not good. So lefichach, therefore, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have that relationship with the Jewish nation, hirchikam mikol amidas rois. So therefore, He has shown us to distance ourselves from any of the bad traits, ubifrat melashon hara rechilus, especially from the bad trait of gossiping and rechilus. Because that causes, brings a person to machlokes, to arguments and fights. And it could even come, chas v'shalom, to actually spilling blood. As the Rambam says, even though there's no malchus, if a person says lashon hara, so Bezdin doesn't give him lashes, it's a very great sin. And it'll cause that people will be killed, and that's why next to the Easter of Lashon Hara it says, don't stand by when your friend's blood may be being spilled. Learn from that which Doeg HaDoimi said some Lashon Hara about the Koyanim of the city of Noiv, and at the end, unfortunately, Shaul executed the Koyanim of the city. And also how much horrible, terrible tragedies have resulted because of this abominable midah. The sin of the Nachash, the original sin, was through Lashon Hara. Shediber Lashon Hara al-Kadosh Baruch Hu. He said Lashon Hara on the Rosh Hashanah, Sha'amar, Mini Ilan Hazeh Ochel U'Boreis Ha'Olam. Hashem doesn't want you to eat from the eights, because it's because He ate from the eights, and that's how He had the power to build the world. And through that, He was able to persuade Chava. That he persuaded her to sin. And there was some form of Gila Arroyos here. And eventually it caused that people would have to die. And through that, it caused that Adam and Chava then transgressed through the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person speaks Lashon Hara, he's holding on to that character trait which brought about destruction in the world, in the creation of the world. So that's on the original sin, so to say. How did the whole story of Klal Yisrael being subjected to go to Mitzrayim? It all started with Lashon Hara. K'moshen Amar, Vayova Yosef es di basam ro el aviyem, that Yosef brought ill speech to their father. Vayidezeh nigzar olav min hashemayim mida b'mida shenim selevet, and that's why he was never punished, that he was sold as a slave. That because the brothers were called, he said about them that the brothers are called slaves, so he was punished with that. Even though he had a reason to permit it, it didn't help him to escape being punished. And the cause of our golus even today, his stems is the shorish, the root of his sin is the sin of the meraglim. As he brings the pasuk into Tehillim that a Kadosh Baruch Hu kavyachol raised up his hand and caused that l'zaroisam baratzos, that because of the chait of the meraglim that we went into golus, we weren't zeiche to be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael. And so did the Ramban say in Parshas in Meraglim. The Amru Be'erchin, she'ikah chait Meraglim hoya lashon hara. The ikah sin of the Meraglim was lashon hara. Showed siu diba al oretz, that they said lashon hara about Eretz Yisrael. V'aydezeh shebachu oz b'chiyah shalchinam, and because the people then cried for no reason, nigzar aleim b'chiyah l'dayres, they were nigzar on them, that they would have a reason to cry, they wouldn't be able to be in Eretz Yisrael. And also, countless tragedies have befallen us because of the sin of Lashon Hara.
Two.